This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Nepal and India agree to resolve existing border issues through bilateral mechanism. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is vigilant regarding economic issues. Indian Foreign Affairs Secretary Binay Mohan Quatra pays courtesy calls on President, Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister. And the toll rises of 37,000 in Turkey and Syria earthquake. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has stated that Nepal and India have agreed to resolve the border issues between the two countries through bilateral mechanism. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has stated that during the meeting held yesterday under the foreign secretaries of two countries, the two sides agreed to solve the issues through bilateral task force. Meanwhile, Indian Foreign Secretary Binay Mohan Quatra paid a courtesy call on President Vidya Devi Bhandari at the office of the President in Sitol Nivas yesterday. Chief Personal Secretary to the President Bhesh Raj Adhikari said various matters of bilateral cooperation were discussed during the meeting. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the President also extended her best wishes to her Indian counterpart and the senior leadership of India. Visiting Indian Foreign Secretary Binay Mohan Quatra also paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal Secretariat said during the meeting, Nepal-India cooperation in energy, trade, connectivity, agriculture, education and cultural sectors were discussed. Likewise, visiting Indian Foreign Secretary Quatra paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Podel at her office yesterday. After the meeting, Minister Podel said they discussed topics as enhancing the development cooperation by further strengthening the bilateral ties. As shared by Minister Dr. Podel, they dwelt on the new international air route for the Gautam Buddha Airport and Pokhara International Airport. On the occasion, Minister Podel proposed forming a mechanism for a single voice of the South Asian nations in the international forums regarding the climate change issues. Prior to this, Indian Foreign Secretary Quatra had held a meeting with his Nepali counterpart Bharat Raj Podel. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the government is alert to the crisis seen in the country's economy. Inaugurating the Sudur Paschim Province level Industrial Trade Fair and Kanchanpur Tourism Festival yesterday, the Prime Minister said he had given special attention to the reforms in the economy since assuming office. Prime Minister Dahal argued that the economy was on track through the public-private partnership that he decided from the first meeting of his cabinet. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal said the development construction process for the dry port in Dodhara Chandani of Kanchanpur has been forwarded and would be implemented after signing the MOU with India. Meanwhile, visiting the Geta Medical College, Prime Minister Dahal informed the officials about cabinet decision to upgrade the college to the Shahid Dasharath Chand National Health Science University. Secretary of India's Minister of External Affairs, Binay Mohan Quatra, met with a CPN-UML chairman and former Prime Minister, K.P. Sharma Oli. CPN-UML leader Dr. Razan Bhattarai said during the meeting held at Chairman Oli's residence in Balkot yesterday, various matters of bilateral issues were discussed. On the occasion, Chairman Oli said both the countries should move ahead by cooperating with each other. Indian Foreign Secretary Binay Mohan Quatra met with Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba. During the meeting held at Nepali Congress President Deuba's residence in Dhumbarai yesterday, various matter of bilateral interests and about further strengthening people's relation between the two countries were discussed. The Indian Foreign Secretary arrived yesterday on an official visit at the invitation of Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Podel. Special envoy of the President of South Korea, Jang Sung-min, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Bimala Rai Paudel yesterday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informs that during the meeting held at the Ministry, matters of bilateral relations and mutual cooperation were discussed. Likewise, Ambassador of Qatar to Nepal, Yusuf bin Muhammad Al-Hel, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Dr. Bimala Rai Paudel at her office yesterday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs tweeted that discussions were held on various aspects of Nepal-Qatar relations and bilateral cooperation. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said political cooperation is needed for the successful implementation of development endeavours. Addressing a program in Dang yesterday, Minister Sharma urged all the people to cooperate with the government's efforts for development. The government has dispatched relief materials for the people of Turkey that was hit by a major earthquake on the 6th of February. Foreign Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Seval Amsal handed over the relief materials through the general manager of Turkey's airline Serkan Basar at a ceremony held at Trivuan International Airport yesterday. The assistant consignment weighing over 22 tons includes medicines, medical equipment, warm clothes and other materials required for basic needs. Earlier, the government had decided to send assistance materials to quake-hit Turkey. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The death toll from a catastrophic earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria climbed above 37,000, with search and rescue teams starting to wind down their work. Officials and medics said 31,600 people had died in Turkey and more than 4,600 deaths have been reported in Syria from last Monday's 7.8 magnitude tremor. Thousands of people are holding protests in front of the Israeli parliament as lawmakers were engaged in a heated debate on a bill that would give politicians greater power over appointing judges. The plans, which would give right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu greater control of appointments to the Supreme Court bench, have triggered widespread protests. Leader Netanyahu, currently on trial on corruption charges which he denies, says the changes are needed to curb activist judges who have overreached their powers to interfere in the political sphere. Residents across the north of New Zealand are bracing for a rough night as Cyclone Gabrielle lashes the country with torrential rains and winds. At least 46,000 homes have lost power in the storm, while hundreds of flights have been cancelled. A state of emergency has been declared in 9 regions, affecting nearly a third of the 5.1 million population. The storm was expected to peak on Monday night, with the delays to continue until Tuesday. In New Zealand's largest city, Auckland, authorities earlier evacuated people from 50 homes around a 30-meter-high tower that was in danger of collapse, local media reported. Dozens of evacuation centers have also been set up in the city. Emergency services have also reported people trapped by the rising waters, including a family stranded on a flooded highway. Authorities say they have received more than 100 calls for help since Sunday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 20.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepal and India agree to resolve existing border issues through bilateral mechanism. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is vigilant regarding country's economic goals. Indian Foreign Affairs Secretary Binay Mohan Quatra pays courtesy calls on President, Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister. And the toll rises above 37,000 in Turkey and Syria earthquake. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.